Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
You're listening to Honest Women.
Welcome back, Honest Women listeners, to Hot Take Thursday, where Jessica and I answer a listener question that is related to the episode we released on Tuesday, except we're totally unedited and unfiltered. We may not be right, but we have an opinion. Before I go to you, Jess, I just want to remind everyone, this is not therapy.
No,
so if you need therapy,
go to therapy.
Everyone should. It's great. Great for you. Anyway, can you explain to people why this is different than what we did on Tuesday this week?
Okay. One of the main differences is we're actually kind of inside of our own bodies right now while we're recording this.
Tell me more. Say more.
So after we recorded the episode about motherhood and we stopped rolling, Andrea said, I feel like when I was telling that story about early motherhood, I just like dissociated and was not inside my body. And I'm like, me too.
Girl, we were traumatized by early motherhood. It was
like,
so hard.
Bad. And we couldn't Real even bad. Get into it, mostly because we were floating outside of our bodies and like these bodies of ours were like telling stories. And we were like, what is happening right now? Right.
Wait, it's one of those things that we know when we go back, like it's going to be good. So if you haven't listened to it yet, go back. It's worth a listen. But we recording it, we're like, what is happening?
What is
happening?
Okay,
so we're not like that now.
No, we're like
also
present.
Hot Take Thursday is apparently hot. You said you were sweating.
Oh my God, I'm like so sweaty inside my...
Why are you sweaty?
I think I'm sweaty because I feel so free to just say whatever I want right now, and that is dangerous.
Yeah, that makes me sweat for opposite reasons. Like, I'm nervous by this. I don't know that this is good, but I think maybe it will be. Let's try.
Let's try it.
All right. So listener question here. Dear Honest Women, I am a stay-at-home mom, and I don't want to be. I feel like the worst mother ever saying that out loud. It's a privilege. It's something I've always wanted, and yet here I am, miserable. Every day is the same. I never get a break. And I had no idea how lonely this would be. And my husband doesn't seem to think that I do anything to contribute. I love my kids, but I want out. Mm. Am I the worst mother in the world?
Oh my gosh. This is such a good question.
It is.
Ooh, it's a good question. I so relate. And I was so this mother.
Me too.
I was so this mother. Mm-hmm. Because here's the problem with privilege. This whole idea that you're not supposed to feel a normal human emotion to a really stressful or hard event. And because of your circumstances, it's wrong. That is what I hear right now.
Yes. Yes. That is it. It's as if because it's a quote, quote, privilege. And again, like I have issue with that word.
I do too.
But it implies that it's not allowed to be hard or that everyone should want it. That's crazy. That's crazy.
I like really very much think that this whole idea of I should feel a certain way because I'm so lucky to be doing X, Y, and Z has created so much chaos in society. Mm-hmm. And I hear it inside my office all the time. Mm-hmm. Like I am not allowed to feel sadness, fear, anxiety, depression, you name it, because X, Y, and Z. And I'm right. Like, at what point did circumstance eliminate human experience?
Right. Yes. This brings me back to the OG days of Honest Women. Your heart is hard.
Yes.
Even if you have, quote, quote, all the things that you should have or that you ever wanted, when you get there, you realize like, shit, it's still hard.
Yes.
And denying that, feeling like you should only feel positively about something is so toxic because that's just not how life is. It's not positive all the time. Okay. Can we ground in the fact that being a stay-at-home mom is a job?
Oh, it's a job. It is so hard.
Yeah.
It is so hard.
When we say that it's the hardest job, and Jess and I have said this frequently.
Lots.
Not only selfishly, because we both consider ourselves like stay-at-home mom dropouts.
Drop out.
I really think it is the hardest job for the reasons that were listed. I mean, mm-hmm. The monotony of the work, the never-ending cycle of things that you just have to stay on top of, the laundry, the feeding, the cleaning, all of it And then mom, and little dysregulated humans, and they're crying and they're fighting. Like, dude,
me no likey.
No, it's a job, and it's a hard job. And I just call bullshit on the idea that every woman in the world is supposed to like and be good at and want the same job.
Oh, I totally agree. And I think so much of this is programming from, and I'm sorry, I know it's not every man, so hear me on that. I very much don't believe that, but there is this, you're so lucky you get to stay home while I go to work, right? It creates this whole power dynamic.
Yes.
And that I see all the time in my office.
Yes. And you know what that is? That's a complete devaluing of the work that it takes to run a home. Ugh. As if work outside the home is better because there are dollars associated with it. You know what there's dollars associated with? Not having to send your child to childcare.
Yeah.
Not having to have someone else clean your house and do your shopping and do your cooking. There's literal dollars that you are saving by doing this job. And the idea that anyone's job is more important because it's out of the home and because it earns a paycheck is just insanity to me. It's just not true.
It's not true because we become such an outcome focused society. So if there's not dollar signs attached to it, then it's not valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear it with even couples. He makes more than I do. Therefore, his job is more important. Right. Absolutely incorrect. And that goes all the way back to being a stay-at-home mom. So a stay-at-home mom gets zero income. So does that mean her job is less than her husband who is providing for the family?
Right.
Again, it's all outcome based and it makes me so angry.
Right.
And that is coming from a stay-at-home mom dropout.
Right. And even more than just outcome based, I mean, there are outcomes associated with caring for your children.
Ugh.
I mean, when someone else is caring for our children, we expect certain outcomes from them, right?
Totally.
It's just, it blows my mind. It makes me mad. And I see this a lot with couples in early postpartum, where let's say a mom who's had a, you know, any delivery is taking care of a baby, hasn't slept in weeks, is up all night, like nursing that baby. And then her husband goes back to work after a week or 2 weeks. And she's like, well, I stay up all night because he has to go to work the next day.
Oh, yeah.
You know who else has to go to work the next day? You.
You.
You don't have to leave the house, but you have the more grueling of the two jobs. So yeah, you are entitled to things like sleep. You got to work that out. Everyone in your home gets to be a human with a body.
And I'm going to also say, if all of a sudden staying home is not what you thought it would be, and you are noticing that it's not for you, that happened for me. It happened for Andrea. Mm-hmm. It was a hard, and let me highlight, hard thing to come to terms with. And the rhetoric of being a bad mom because I did not want to do that still haunts me.
Yes.
I will be honest about that. And it is so important to notice that and to have honest conversations. And that's where hopefully Andrea and I in future episodes in the Facebook group can help coach women on having that conversation, because it was scary to go up to my husband and say, I know this thing that I thought I wanted to do that you've worked so hard for me to do isn't working for me. It was, I wish I had somebody to help me through that conversation.
I know.
Because it was hard.
It was hard.
So hard.
This job almost killed me.
Yeah.
Took my sanity for sure. This job damaged my marriage for sure.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Mine too.
It did not work. And there's nothing wrong with going, I did it. It wasn't at all what I expected. It's not maybe the best use of my strengths. And maybe it's like an area of all of my weaknesses are relied on in this job. I thought I was going to do it till whatever point in the future. And it's just not the best choice. You know, being able to make that call actually makes you a really good mom, because staying in a job that you feel terrible in, that you feel like you're failing in, that you're burnt out and you're resentful and all those things does not bring good mom energy.
No, it
does
not.
It is okay not to want to do this job. It is okay to recognize that you might have a different stage of motherhood that you'll really excel at. And being home with a little baby or a toddler, that is not the end all be all of motherhood.
No, it is not. Mm. And I say to this listener, if not liking, appreciating, or feeling happy about staying at home makes you a bad mom, then girl, you're talking to two bad moms.
Real bad. The baddest.
Real, real bad. But we're not. That's the fun part.
We're not. We're not. And you're not. You're a good mom. Mm-hmm. You're a good mom. Okay, we've got time for one more tiny baby question. This is the hottest of the hot takes because it's going to be fast.
Okay, go.
Dear Honest Women, it's almost Mother's Day, and the only thing I want in the world on my day is to spend the day alone. Does this make me a bad mom? Hot take.
I have to laugh because I remember when I took a day to myself. Well, actually, it wasn't even a day. It was like 2 hours to myself. And literally, my daughter says to me, "What kind of mother are you not wanting to spend time with your kids?" Yeah,
I remember that.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm. I do.
I remember that. However, yep. I will say, would she ever or would any child ever say that to dad? Because a lot of times they go golfing, they go do their thing on Father's Day. So, you know, like maybe we as women need to take back Mother's Day and remind mm-hmm. ourselves that it's for us, for God's right. sakes. It's yes. for us.
And I think that that phrase from your daughter is the exact reason that moms today need a break from their children. The societal expectations and the ones that even come from our children is that you, lady, will be on at all times, giving at all times. You can't have any break for yourself. You're not a real human person. You're just here to serve others. Fuck that. That's something that needs to be fixed. That's broken 364 days a year. And if this is the only one where you feel like you've got leverage to say, I need a break, I need a breath, start there.
Yeah.
Take that break. Take that breath and then go, you know what? I shouldn't have to wait for the one day of the year where I'd like to be celebrated along with my children to get a break. I need a break all the time. I need a break yes. on the regular.
Maybe if you get those breaks on the regular, you won't want a break or feel like that's when you can take a break. Mm-hmm. We need breaks, folks. We all need breaks. It doesn't yeah. make us bad moms. It makes us human.
Yes. Preach, sister. Done. Nailed it. The hottest of hot takes. We're so glad that you're here listening along with us. Head to the Facebook group where we will keep discussing these questions and more, and where we can get your input on future episodes so we can answer your questions. This has been Hot Take Thursday.
That's it for today's Honest Conversation. But don't be sad. Didn't you hear? We'll be here for you, speaking some truth and feeling some feels every Tuesday and Thursday. So make sure to follow the show so you don't miss a thing. If you love what you heard here today, we would love for you to leave a 5-star rating and a review. It helps new listeners to find the show. We truly believe that these conversations are best when they're carried out into your real life. So share this episode with a friend. And check out the show notes for more ways to connect with us outside of the show. Until next time, thank you for listening to Honest Women.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.